Join me now as we welcome Marty Sundel.
There's a thousand broken hearts on the road tonight. Some got lost, some got tossed, some just lost the fight. Chasing down a dream you never know for sure. A thousand hearts got broke tonight. Which broken heart is yours? Young man with a heart that's strong doesn't know which way to go. Every day there's a different way. So much to learn, so much to know. Try to live his dream, but there's a price to pay. Then the road of life gets in the way. There's a thousand broken hearts on the road tonight. Some got lost, they paid the cost, never got it right. Chasing down a dream you never know for sure. A thousand hearts got broke tonight. Which broken heart is yours? He wakes up to find his road of dreams got left behind. Too far along to change the plan, too far to go to pretend he can. Has a wife and they made a life and they do everything they should. Never really knowing if he could. Sometimes it's the going, not the getting there that gives the strength you find in knowing there's a place your dream still lives. So if you find your way back to that road from long ago, you find out that there's still a price to pay. But there's no more broken hearts along the way. Thousand broken hearts on the road tonight. A thousand broken hearts on the road tonight.
That's Marty Sundel at the Saturday Light Brigade. And tell me about that song before we talk a little bit.
Well, when we were talking earlier, I was off for a long time, took a long time away from music. And when I first came back and got hooked up through my wife to the Fur Peace Ranch and went up there for a workshop, and that I had it in my mind when I came back to playing that I'd like to be able to write songs without knowing anything about it, really, other than having played before. And made some observations because being a boomer retread at my age, I started looking around at the some of my contemporaries who I knew had played before and came back to music, and we were all sort of in the same boat. And that was the first song I wrote, and it was really sort of about that trip coming back and what took place.
I just put a picture of Marty up on our Facebook page so you could see him, and also a link to his website. As you're listening, just go to our page at SLB Radio. Tell me about yourself. Did you grow up in Western Pennsylvania, or what's your background?
Strictly local kid, born in Monroeville. My parents had a business in Wilkinsburg, lived in there for a while, then came back to Monroeville. And
what was the business?
My father was a photographer, and we had a photography studio. It was Undell Studio. That was.
I remember that studio.
Well, there you go. You were a Wilkins kid, right?
Yes. Well, Churchill, yeah. Borough, Wilkins, and if I remember correctly, did that studio do school portraits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did Churchill from time to time.
Yeah, so. I think you did do Churchill.
But anyhow, that's the background there. And my family's a longtime Westmoreland County family, like way back. and made my way back to Westmoreland County. So we're out in we live in the lovely bucolic hamlet of McCullough, which is a suburb of Harrison City, which is a suburb of Delmont, which is a suburb of Greensburg, I suppose. Mine town.
Yeah. So you, it's got to be interesting. You had a pretty long gap of really, were you playing at all during the period when you were inactive?
I went through that stage where I never laid it down completely, but it was really, you know, come home every once in a while after a day at work, pick it up, play for 10 minutes or, you know, whatever. Once in a blue moon, some people get together and you'd sit down and pretend to play with them because I was out of it. So I was just trying to keep up, really. I wasn't really playing. But and there were so many other things going on. My wife and I, she works and I have a business. We were involved in those things. And for a long time, we were golfers. We played, you know. And I was a closet jock for a long time when I was younger. So that took up the time. And I just, you know, you migrated away from music. But so glad I came back.
And it sounds like you would point to workshops and activities at the Fur Peace Ranch, which incidentally is in Ohio. Some of the most amazing guitar players getting involved there and other musicians. Was that a turning point?
Well, yeah. And if we're going to plug it, yeah, for you guitar players out there that, you know, you're looking for a guitar experience, check out the Fur Peace because it's something that if you can, you got to do.
Yeah. But, the people there, Jorma Kekkonen, Chris Hillman, others too. I don't have all the info in front of me, but it's just a really neat thing, even as a listener, you know, to go there.
Bill Kirchen, and there's so many great players that go up there to teach, G.E. Smith. But, that experience there, Chris was a great influence on me the whole time, up through including Desert Rose Band, all the bluegrass stuff he's done. And the work he does with Herb Peterson, I'm doing a plug for those guys. Those two guys, hands down, the gold standard of vocal duos. If you don't know them, you got to know them. If you do know them, then you know what I'm talking about. Go check them out. Their work together is just, it's incredible. We just got together with them last weekend over in Philadelphia at the Ardmore Music Hall. But my wife actually pointed me in that direction. She knew what kind of influence he was on me, and there's more to that story that starts that story. But to cut to the chase, she was looking one Sunday afternoon and said, Chris Hillman's going to be doing four dates in Ohio coming up in August, and I didn't know the Fur Peace at that point, so we went in and looked at it. I said, oh, I got to give that a shot. She said, I think you should. So she actually did that for me for my birthday, and so went up there, and funny thing, it was a mandolin class because Chris is fundamentally at this point, he's a great guitar player, but his first love is mandolin, and he was teaching a mandolin class. I couldn't even spell mandolin, much less play one, and I discreetly asked if they thought that someone like me would fit in a class like that, and I guess there was some talk back and forth, and they said, yeah, we think we can make that work. So I instantly went out and bought myself the cheapest, most vulgar internet special mandolin, which I subsequently found out wasn't even playable or barely playable.
Yeah,
and to his never-ending credit, Chris is a very patient man and a great teacher and everything, and he did not throw me out the first afternoon. So I went in knowing nothing, and I came out Monday afternoon an itinerant mandolin player.
This is Marty Zundel, who you're listening to. And we'll talk a little bit more, but why don't we hear another song? What would you like to play next?
Well, I mentioned that my wife and I, we live out in McCullough, and the house that we live in was actually for a long time, the superintendent's home for the McCullough mine. And I got a little bit into the history of what was going on out there, and it led to me writing a song about not the McCullough mine, but one of the other local mines that was out there, and it's a song called Jimtown Mine.
Mm-hmm. Well, the whistle blew at 4 o'clock this morning, and I rode out to meet that morning call. 60 good men going down a deep hole, working hard, bringing out the coal. Well, I worked those 12 long hours in the darkness, make a living for my children and my wife. Working in Jimtown Mine ain't much like living. Working Jimtown Mine, that's my life. Well, I told my daddy when I was a young man that I might like to try those city lights. Didn't take too long for me to find out that all that city living just ain't right. I came back to 12 long hours in the darkness, make a living for my children and my wife. Working in Jimtown Mine ain't much like living. Working Jimtown Mine, that's my life. So I'm working Jimtown Mine just like my daddy, and he worked there like his daddy did before. Well, I pray my boys can make their life above ground, 'cause I'm working hard to give them something more. And I worked those 12 long hours in the darkness, make a living for my children and my wife. Working in Jimtown Mine ain't much like living. Working Jimtown Mine, that's my life. And I work those 12 long hours in the darkness, make a living for my children and my wife. Working Jimtown Mine ain't much like living. Working Jimtown Mine, that's my life.
Marty Zundel at the Zundel at the Saturday Light Brigade. Zundel, Zundel. I could see. I'll bet your family.
The artiste.
Yes, the artiste. The photographer, the artistic photographer with Zundel, Zundel. Sunday, tomorrow, you're going to be up at Seven Springs.
Seven Springs is part of their, it's the, I believe, the Chilean chocolate phase of the Autumn Fest. And they've got... all kind of, I think, goings on up there, live music and food. And I can't tell you what all it is, but you probably look up Seven Springs. You're probably going to find out in a hurry.
And it looks like you'll be performing throughout the afternoon at various times.
Yeah, it's up on top of the mountain. We're way up at the Tahoe Lodge, and I think we're doing hour sets, like alternate hours, starting at noon. So it's my first time doing that, so I'm not really sure how that's going to be. I'll let you know how it works out.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll do fine. So, Marty, were you writing songs as a young man? I mean, when did you actually start in your first phase? I mean, were you playing in high school or?
I played in bands in high school and college for a little bit, and you know, my music career at that point, even in bands, was microscopic. I mean, absolutely. Nothing notable to speak of, but that everyone would remember. But I played.
Joyful, though, it sounds like. Yeah,
always enjoyed it. We had music in our house because my father was a horn player, which is a story for another day. But and he played big band stuff, so we always had that music in the house. And And I sort of got my original taste of that listening to him, you know, coming home from work and playing late at night down in the basement.
Yeah, I'll bet.
And, so I think most of the musicians probably relate to that in some way, shape, or form.
So you get out of Gateway High School, I'm guessing Gateway, and you're in Monroeville, and you're...
off to State College.
Off to State College, and then you're playing at State College as well? Or
And again, and the people at State College at that point are going to say, oh, gee, I don't really remember him playing that much, because I don't know that I ever was in a full working band. I was in some different outfits, and I had already started into country music at that point. And I go back to Mr. Hillman for a second, sort of followed him from his Birds legacy right into the Burrito Brothers. But and I'll digress for a second. I come to the country music side, honestly, when we were in Wilkinsburg and we had the business in there. I got first exposed to that music listening to, and this is going way back for all you folks listening out there. We'll see. We'll have a quiz on this later. Slim Bryant and the Wildcats.
Oh, sure. Slim, the late Slim Bryant was
not too long ago.
Slim's been a guest on SLB before and a wonderful man. So Slim, did you actually meet him in Wilkinsburg? Or?
When the business is on Wood Street in Wilkinsburg, and on the corner was Powers Meat Market, Bill Powers, and he was sort of an itinerant cattle baron cowboy from Murraysville, a friend of my dad's from business. We were right up three or four doors up. And I don't remember what the exact timing was, but throughout the year several times, and it was one of those old meat market styles, long and skinny with the coolers on one side and the customers on the other side. But he'd set the room up, set the business up on a Friday night or a Saturday night, and it would be sort of a makeshift stage, but above the coolers in the backside on the sales side, and he'd bring in some Slim Bryant and the band, you know,
that's terrific,
Loppy and Ray and the whole crew, and they'd do a free show. So people in Wilkinsburg at that point was, you know, the streets were all full, so people were coming in and everything. But I was probably maybe 6-7 years old, and he did that for a while. So that was my first exposure, and it kind of stuck.
That's great. Well, Slim, you know, lived in Dormont, and I can see him coming in. And, you know, if you don't know Wilkinsburg very well, if Wilkinsburg, the community, just, you know, the first thing east of Pittsburgh that is not Pittsburgh, you know, when I was growing up, you know, starting probably the first time I was in Wilkinsburg, I was maybe 7 or 8 years old in the mid-60s, late-60s. Wilkinsburg, to me, was this idyllic wonderland of sidewalks and stores and just the most interesting blend of things imaginable. And it might be fun. You might enjoy first of all, Wilkinsburg has a lot of great things happening now. There's been a lot of positive activity in Wilkinsburg over the past few years. We've been doing a lot of work there here at SLB. But also, if you feel like taking an interesting trip down memory lane, see if you can find some historic photos of Wilkinsburg to see trolleys running down Penn Avenue, and if memory serves, two Isleys, not one, but two, iconic Isleys, a huge Murphy Mart, the chickens on the spit to George Aikens that as a kid you always wondered, do they ever change them or are they always still running around? But Wilkinsburg was a fun place.
And in those times, and we're away from the music a little bit, but it was such a different time, and it's some of the youngsters now don't get to appreciate that. But the business community, people actually shopped in the streets. Friday nights when the stores were open on Friday nights, the sidewalks were full. Christmas time, it was elbow to elbow on the streets, and you know, we got the malls and we got all the other shopping experiences. But that it was just a different time, and it was a really good time.
Marty Zundel is here. And we will get back to the music, but it's also nice to learn a bit more about the person, too. What song would you like to do next? Tell us.
How about this is a song I usually bill this as sort of the about the somewhat about the certainty of the uncertainty when you get to be my vintage, as it were.
And, the known unknowns.
But it's a song called Next Time Around.
Life goes by so quickly, barely time to see all the good that comes to you when you're thinking what might be. You're working hard at something you don't know it's true, when everything you really need's right in front of you. What goes around might come around, never know for sure. Doesn't really matter what you've done before. Stop a while, you just might smile at the place that you just found. You never know what comes and goes next time around. Everything you plan for, everything you do, doesn't always work out like you want it to. Waiting on tomorrow won't make it last. Life don't like to wait so long to catch the past. Goes around might come around, you never know for sure. Doesn't really matter what you've done before. Stop a while, you just might smile at the place that you just found. Waiting on tomorrow, don't know where you're bound. Never know what comes and goes next time around. Never know what comes and goes next time around.
Marty Zundel at the Saturday Light Brigade. That's a nice song. It has a great lyric, and also is it just has a nice feel to it.
Well, thank you.
How long ago did you write that?
Well, these songs are the ones I've been playing are on the CD that you got there in front of you, which is titled "Where I Am, Where You Are," that's the first one I've done, and came to recognize pretty quickly the absolute abysmal knowledge I have about that end of the business. But those were songs, sort of the stuff that I wrote since 2008, the very first songs that I wrote, and was sort of like trying to get a record of what I was then. Mm-hmm. I've started a second one now that it's going to be a little more straight country-ish, if you will, because I don't really think I like to fancy myself as a country player, but there's country and Americana, and I'm not 100% sure what the difference is. It's been explained to me a couple times, but I'm still a little foggy on that. But I don't think I've really found a particular voice in my music at this point. It's all country-esque, a little bit of bluegrass, a little bit of old time in there, and not that it necessarily needs to be one or the other, but I sort of feel like this next one, the songs I have written for it are more country.
Mm-hmm.
Straight country type tunes.
So. Well, certainly you don't strike me as somebody that wants to really perform cover songs, right? You want to do your own.
Well, good songs are good songs. And in the music community, I don't know if it's everywhere or if it's Pittsburgh, but there's sort of a great divide down the middle of the music community about there's a school of thought that if you play covers and you just don't play your original music, well, legitimate is not the right word for it, but it's something less. And then there's a side over here that says, I don't really care about original music. I just want to play the songs that I like. And the answer is pretty much on that divide line in the middle. The people that have taught me and I've been – very fortunate, besides Chris, to learn from a fellow by the name of Verlin Thompson, also a Fur Peace alum from Nashville, worked with Guy Clark for like the last gazillion years, showed me a lot of things. I did a workshop with him, and I learned a lot listening to, and I've met him a few times, but I can't say that I know him, but Radney Foster out of Del Rio, Texas, great songwriter, and so you listen to those people. If you go out and play music, you can't ignore them. You just can't let them go. So if in my live show, my acoustic show, I'm doing a blend of those songs that mm-hmm. I like. And what appeals to me about that side is nobody gets to a lot of people. I shouldn't say nobody, but most people don't get to listen to the music of the people I just described to you.
Yeah, that's a good point. And
when I throw those names out, you sort of get that blank stare about, well, that was a pretty cool tune, but where did that come from? And I've gotten criticized, and I've got to pat them back every once in a while. Being an itinerant songwriter, a lot of people know who recorded a song, but they don't know who wrote the song. And I like to give the songwriter credit when I do a song. And I do that pretty religiously, maybe even a little history behind it. And again, in a show, people sort of look at you. But then after the fact, they say, well, now I know where to go to look for that.
Yeah, I think it's pretty important. Yeah. And you just, they're great musicians that perform covers and original music and both. You just strike me as somebody who is really working on crafting your songwriting and pretty active in songwriting right
well,
now.
Well, I have to stay focused because my wife told me early on, she said, if you're going to do this, I'm pretty certain you got one really good song in you, so don't mess it up. And so I sort of have to maintain that center line focus to try to get to there.
Did she say at least one?
No, she said one.
Just one.
She said she's pretty sure I got one. There might be more than one, but she's pretty sure there's one.
She set expectations for you.
But if I could take a minute, though, with that said, just to blather on for a minute about, there's a lot of great players here in Pittsburgh, and I'm going to do one commercial real quickly for the Keynote Cafe out in Jeanette. Gives an opportunity for a lot of young players. Stage time to get their feet under them. When I first started playing in the old Keynote, it's not too far from where we live, gave me an opportunity to go out and do that very thing because I was horrible. Was not ready to get in front of people, and it was just a great platform to be able to do that. And Jill Sorrells runs that, and just gives the young folks, you couldn't even list all the young folks that have come through the Keynote and gone on to play other places and gone on to other music. So I throw that out there. Thanks to Jill for doing that. That's a great service. And the NSAI group here in Pittsburgh, and I think you had David King on here.
Yes, the Pittsburgh Singer-Songwriters group.
And the Songwriter Circle folks. But all of those groups, if you think you want to write a song, those are the places you got to look.
This is Marty Zundel, who you're hearing right now. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for doing that. I think we're going to have time for two more songs, it looks like. What would you like to do next?
Well, I'll tell you what. we're gonna. This is sort of a honky tonk tune, it's about a fellow lamenting his romantic entanglements. Well, he's sitting at the bar with his her girl, who's out there dancing with somebody else.
Uh-oh.
She walks into the room all kind of crazy, boots and jeans and all that crazy hair. Walk on up to her all cool and lazy, she'll walk on by like you ain't even there. Well, I tried and tried to say goodbye, she won't let me be. All the boys are lining up cause they can plainly see we're headed for a crash, and this old boy won't last. Now you're first in line for the heartache when she gets through with me. Now the way she walks, the boys, they turn red. She's smiling, melt that hat right off your head. What's on up to you? She'll make you feel real cool. Then she'll stare so hard you're wishing you were dead. And I tried and tried to say goodbye, she won't let me be. All the boys, they're lining up cause they complain to see we're headed for a crash, and this old boy won't last. Now you're first in line for the heartache when she gets through with me. So I'm sitting all alone and I know why. She's out there dancing with some other guy. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Guess I'll sit here and get on over you. And I tried and tried to say goodbye, she won't let me be. All the boys are lining up cause they can see we're headed for a crash, and this old boy won't last. Now you're first in line for the heartache when she gets through with me. You're first in line for the heartache when she gets through with me.
Another nice song, Marty Zundel. Excuse the frog in my throat. It's getting a. After a while, it starts to get there. It's been a long day. Good morning to Dick and Judy and Butler who are listening this morning, and also Tom and Mary from McCandless are tuned in and listening with some nice feedback from. A number of other folks who popped in to say they're enjoying listening to you.
Cool.
Tomorrow, Seven Springs.
Tomorrow, Seven Springs, Tahoe Lodge at noon. I think my time is like noon, 2 and 4, something like that.
You'll be busy. And chili and...
Chili and chocolate weekend.
Chili and chocolate weekend. That's getting common to put some chili in chocolate together, which can... be a good thing.
Yeah, should be interesting.
Do you have any advice for anybody that maybe needs to pick up an instrument that they've let go dormant for as long as you did?
I said this to folks because people ask you, you know, my kid wants to play, or you know, I'd really like to pick something up and play. And you got to find that one song or artist. You got to find that one thing that you just have to play. You hear a song, Almost everyone I know, when we were young and we started, you heard a song on the radio and it was just, I got to learn to play that. That will be the impetus to do it. If you just sit there and tell yourself, oh, I think I'd like to play and I'm going to pick it up and give it a shot.
That's a really good, you know.
It becomes work.
I remember the group Chicago in 25 or 6 to 4 had that beginning, ba 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 ba, ba 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 ba. Da, da, da. And I can actually remember me and my brothers and a lot of other kids, you know, you immediately had to try to duplicate that. And that did keep you connected. That's good advice.
Yeah. For me, it was actually, you had mentioned Roger McGuinn before, it was the first Birds record.
Yeah.
And it wasn't necessarily Tambourine Man, but the other songs, I heard that. And then when I got in and I listened to those the other tunes, the Gene Clark tunes and whatever on that first record, and I said, I've got to learn to play that stuff.
Mm. Well, it's been great to have you here. I'm glad we have time for one more. It's our last chance to talk. I hope we did link to your website and also to Fur Peace Ranch. And look for Marty. Marty Zundel, Z-U-N-D-E-L. That's the way you spell it, Z-U-N-D-E-L.
Scheduling stuff is on the webpage. There's some tunes on there, Reverb Nation. Still feeling my way through the internet world of music. So,
You're doing fine. You had all the information we needed. What do you want to close up with?
Well, I'll play Where You Are, which is the supposed title track of that CD right there. And Where You Are goes just like this, sort of a cowboy on the road kind of tune. Well, I've been 10 years on the road, chasing my star on that rodeo. Can't recall spending two nights in one town. My only home has been this old truck. My best friend is that coffee cup. Might be best I start thinking on settling down. Do you think I might stay a while where you are? Taking a chance and maybe see how far we could get along together, just you and I. Might be my last chance at saving grace. Every time I turn, I see your face. Do you think there might be a place for me where you are? I've been rambling all my days, never found a way to stay in one place. And every place I've been, I found original sin. Yeah, there's too much take, there ain't too much giving in this cowboy life I'm living. Do you think there might be forgiving where you are? Do you think I might stay a while where you are? Dice and maybe see how far we could get along together, just you and I. Might be my last chance at saving grace. Every time I turn, I see your face. Do you think there might be a place for me where you are? Think I might stay a while where you are, rolling the dice and maybe see how far we could get along together, just you and I. Might be my last chance at saving grace. Every time I turn, I see your face. Do you think there might be
a place for me where you are? Do you think you might find a place for me where you are?
That's Marty Zundel, and thank you. Pleasure to have you here today.
Thanks a lot. It was a ball. See you again.
Sounded great.